Good morning, good morning, good morning. Today we're going to have a theme that we're calling You Are What You Are Now. Right now. Not tomorrow, not next week, not next year. Right now. Okay. Right. Someone has their mic open. If you would check your mics, make sure everybody's on mute. That would be great. So rest in this moment, in the reality that there is no person here to be speaking, and there is no person here to be listening. Only consciousness is present. Recognize there cannot be a me talking to a you that is listening. There is but one. And it is always the one awareness communing with itself. So follow a breath. Just be aware of what is called breathing. Okay. Breath coming in and a breath going out. And again, following what is called a breath, aware of the sensation as it flows inward. And as it flows outward, releasing and letting go. Recognizing the stillness that is yourself. And rest as that. Okay. You are consciousness. You have manifested the body and mind to be used, to taste and experience what is, and experience it in a unique way that only in the play of individuality can you do it. It is when you, consciousness, identifies as being a body, as being a mind, that the dark feelings of insecurity, of fear, of anxiety and doom and gloom. It is only in that erroneous identification that these can find a place to express in mind and in body. And then the interpretation of the feelings is accepted as being mine, as being about me. But all along, as spoken many times, they are not about God, and therefore, the thoughts and feelings are not about you. So what we're speaking of here is the misinterpretation of an object that we call mind and of objects that we call thoughts and feelings. So in this misinterpretation is where we find that in that thinking, this is mine, this is about me, there comes then the apprehension that the body is vulnerable because you know that the body is impermanent. It is not an eternal object. You know, there can be pain and illnesses. You know of age, the aging and the death. All of this encompassed and placed upon the body object. And as this identification with the body mind continues, then mind reasons, I am vulnerable. I am in pain. I have an illness. I am aging. And I will die. This is the natural conclusion for the mind body. Because the mind weighs everything as to gain or loss. So then, the door is open and enters worry. And the great need to control things. Control the mind, control the body, get it healthy, get it well, don't let it grow old, be active. I have to control this. I have to make sure that everything goes well. This is the position of mind thought. But this need for control is totally based upon the erroneous identity that myself is the body. And so the need for the control is based on imaginings and fantasies about a tomorrow that does not exist. So again, your consciousness. You have somehow convinced yourself you're not consciousness, but you are the body, and you are the mind, and you are the thoughts, and you are the feelings, and you are the programming, and you are the conditioning, that you are all of these things. But not what you truly are. Okay? Your consciousness, and within you, this play of objects and things, experiences and others takes place. So you witness the action, so to speak, you witness the activity, but you witness it from the false identity of being it. Okay. But you are consciousness. And you are aware of being witness to what is, just as right now. Are you aware of perhaps sitting in a chair? That there is the experience. Are you aware that you're having an experience of sitting in a chair? I'm not speaking of you body sitting in a chair. I'm not speaking of you person sitting in a chair. I'm speaking of you consciousness. Consciousness, are you aware of the experience in this moment of something called sitting? Something called body sitting. Are you aware? Yes. There is awareness of an experience that this particular body form is in a position called sitting. Okay. Well, what about perhaps sunlight drifting into the room? Are you aware of the sunlight? You, consciousness, you. Are you aware of the sunlight? Or is there the belief that the sunlight is just there? You call it my sunlight or my sun or my planet, whatever. But you are aware of what is present. Is there perhaps a thirst? Perhaps when that takes place, you think, I am thirsty, rather than awareness of the experience of thirst and an awareness of the experience of quenching the thirst. Because that is what is happening. You are in awareness of surroundings. You are in awareness. You can even be in awareness of playing this part through a body form. So mostly what there is the experience of is from the place that I am the body. I am sitting in the chair. I am feeling the warmth of the sun. And in a way, that is so. It is the I am presence that is sitting this form in the chair. It is the I am presence feeling the warmth, experiencing the warmth of the sun. So indeed, I am that presence that is aware of this form sitting. But when you are speaking, I am from this false dominion of being a body, that's another way of continuing to identify yourself as being a body. And as being a mind and being the thoughts that rise. You are consciousness. You are neither body nor mind. Aware of being, aware of being witness to what is, to what is happening in this now moment. You're aware of sounds, you're aware of comprehending those sounds. You are consciousness. And you are here to recognize the natural and the truth of who you are. You are consciousness. You've only misinterpreted the body. You are here to see clearly that thoughts are like mirages in the desert. They present a false picture and then fade and go, only to rise again with another false presentation. Now, mind would like to believe that the pictures or the presentation, as what we call out here, that the pictures and the thoughts are the truth. This is mind's position. And is going to claim that to be the truth over and over again until you can see clearly that you are not the thoughts and you are not the mind, but you are that which is the witness and the awareness of them. You are consciousness. The thoughts will perpetually show you false pictures. It will tempt you with false identification. And it will continue in this way until you accept and see clearly that you are not the thoughts and that you are not the mind that is tempting and you are not the body. The body is a vehicle. Take care of it, but you are not the body. Take a breath. Settle into that stillness. This is resting in the truth of your being and resting in this truth dissolves the belief of the so-called authority of the mind. The mind has no authority that you yourself do not give it. And in this resting, as you are, as the stillness, you also discover that the ramblings of thoughts have never been the truth. They not the truth then, when there was the belief in them, and not the truth now, when you are seeing clearly. That they never did and never will have any power. So he who is seeking sincerely from the heart to see past the thoughts to the reality of the one self, they will discover that you have always been right here as the presence, as the one self, and you have always been that before you were seeing clearly, and then as seeing clearly, it always was the one pure presence, yourself. You have never been apart nor absent of being the presence. So take a breath. Resting in the self that is present. And from this resting, let's take a look so now in a maturity of your understandings. When the thoughts come now and the temptations rise to accept the thoughts of separation as real, are you seeing them as the opportunity that they are to look through them to the truth of you? Are you, beginning to see clearer and clearer, that the veils over truth are nothing but a smoke screen? A smoke screen of the thoughts that you believe in? Because if you are doing this, or if you have done this, then you know yourself is not the body, or the thoughts, or the feelings, and you are resting as the awareness. Is there anyone present that cannot rest in the reality? I am God. So, are you deepening as you see these opportunities? Are you deepening your seeing more clearly? And are you seeing more clearly that there is no one, there is no thing that is keeping you from self-knowing. Nothing. There is nothing there to keep you from knowing I am. Nothing is keeping you from being what you are, which is God's self, in this very next breath, this very breath. Nothing is keeping you from that. Except perhaps the thought that is still being accepted as the truth. A thought of, oh, the usual one, I'm not there yet. Can you recognize even the feeling of doubt is an opportunity to see clearly? Recognize it is you that puts up the smoke screen of thoughts and beliefs. And it is you who sees through it to the reality that you are the God Self Presence. Perfect. All complete in every way. Are you seeing that now? I think that's important to recognize. Nothing is keeping you from what you already are. Nothing can keep you. See that clearly. Like trying to keep the ocean from being the ocean. You're not the ocean yet. You're not there yet. One day you'll make it. Try hard. Read a lot. Meditate 24/7. You'll make it. One day, Mr. Ocean, you're going to be the ocean. It sounds crazy, but that's exactly what we tell ourselves, or some still tell themselves. One day. I'll be what I already am. Recognize there is nothing for you to get. There's nothing that you're going to obtain. There's nothing that you're going to acquire. Thoughts will still be there. The dishes will still have to be done. Floors will still need to be swept or mopped. Still have to buy groceries, cook a meal. But you will be doing it from the place of the eternal awareness and not from the place of person. You'll be witnessing the happening. So that which is eternal, pure and perfect, cannot be the mind nor the body, because neither one of those is eternal or unchanging. So you can really never be body or mind. That is truly an impossibility. But you can dream that you are. You can have a dream about anything. You can be having that dream of being in Barcelona watching a bullfight. You can dream of being over in Paris going up the Eiffel Tower. You can dream of being down at the seashore just watching the sailboats go by. You can dream of being a person with a body and a mind. We have all kinds of dreams. But what you are is not the dream. What you are is aware of the dream. So there is no amount of mental gyrations, that will ever make you what you already are. Now, some on the planet have been studying for decades. To what? For what purpose? The hope or the desire to become the self, which they already are. It is like, let's see. It's like when you are told, say by you're in class, your children in class, and the teacher is telling you all about the sun. Okay? It's like an authority figure because the one is older and wiser and has already experienced this. So we listen, right? We listen. And you are told that the warmth and the light comes from the sun. And, okay. Yes, it does. So you don't say, well, let me read up on that for a while. Let me study and see if that's real, if that's true. Let me spend some time in reflection and meditation. Let me see if that sun really is warm. Or if that sun really does emanate light. Let me go read about it for a while. Okay? Let me read up on that. No, you don't do that. You accept this truth of the sun. You accept that. Why? Because you can feel the warmth. You can see the light. You do not question its presence. You experience it, right? So you don't go off reading about the sun and if it's really warm or if it really does send forth light. And just as in the stillness, you feel a presence. You feel an upliftment in that quietness, in that turning within. You feel an enlightening. You feel a warmth and a love and a lightness. So a wise one has said, you are not the body, you are not the mind. You are the very presence and the essence and the source of life itself. And you feel that in the stillness. And you're aware of it. You feel that empowerment. You feel that lightness and warmth. That is yourself. Now, why do you have to go off and read about it? Study about it. What about it do you not already know? So, as with the sun, accept this truth of what already is and go from there. There's no need to try to get here. You're already here. Take a breath. Take that breath within. Letting the thoughts be what they will be. Letting them come, letting them go. No resistance to what is. Just let it be there. Let the thought be there. Let any feeling be there as you breathe and you rest within. Emotions. Let them be. Do not resist. Just feel the feelings and let them be. Feel the stillness and the silence. Feel that warmth. And feel the lightness. No resistance. All is welcome. Just be. Our natural state is this stillness, is this peacefulness, is this warmth and lightness. That is our nature. In our attempting to go outside of our nature, we pick up a false identity. And then experience what goes with that, the fears, the doubts, the suffering. Busy, busy minds. But that is not yourself. Yourself is consciousness. Yourself is being. And yourself is the very presence of the source.
Okay.
So do not give your God life to a thought. Still. Take a breath. But stay as you are when the eyes are open and the ears are listening. What we experience in the stillness, in not following thoughts or no longer accepting, the ideas and the temptations about my own presence. Do not accept them. Do not accept those thoughts.
All right.
Here we are. Here I am. All right. So let's see. What about some comments or
thank you, Mary. Simply beautiful. I
thank
am so grateful.
you. Can you see that you have no excuse for not being who you are? Right now, you should not be able to find one excuse for not being who you already are. The thing of it is, you have to look to see if you're still holding some moral cliches about what being awakened is or what God is supposed to be like or of anything of that nature. So, but that's just a interest reflection in a reflection and looking at how you hold that particular deity in some kind of a belief system that it can do this, but it can't do that, and it won't do this, and it will do that. You have to begin to look at those. That does not take away anything from who you already are. That's you're deepening into your maturity of what you already are. You're not making it become, what you already are. It's just taking that introspection and taking it in deeply into the stillness, what is being held, There are no boundaries to God. There's no boundaries to what you are. Everything that seems to be a limitation to us or about us are all self-imposed. Comment, question. No questions. Good. You've all got it. Hallelujah. I have a whole awakened class here. Amen.
I was going to mention that the what was really helpful was the sun and the warmth of the sun and the light of the sun, and not having to like study about the sun to feel and know the sun and the warmth and the light. It made it really like an experience. So that was amazing.
Great, wonderful, wonderful. But no excuses.
What's beautiful is we can see and laugh at the insanity of it, of thinking that we're something other than I am. It really just becomes crystallized.
It is. When you see it clearly, it's like, oh crap. And it's just all the years of just blinders. It's like that was so crazy, And you do laugh, you really do.
Yeah, you see the self-imposed suffering, and there's no reason for it.
Absolutely none. Absolutely none. No. This is great. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful.
You can feel the joy in the joining here.
Yeah, there's a great energy right now. It's just like Miss Kate said, it is just flowing. It's flowing throughout the totality of consciousness. Beautiful.
All right.
I think we'll close this so you can go be still and just enjoy yourself. Just enjoy being. So let us pray. Most beloved self, the supreme source, I am the boundless ocean of freedom and the serenity of a setting sun. I am the perfume of the lotus and the peacefulness of a summer's breeze. I am the light beyond light and the velvet embrace of the dark. I am as I am, unbound, formless, love's eternal presence. I thank you, that it is the naturalness of myself now. Om Shanti. Amen. Namaste.